This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where I grab a random podcast and see how long I can hang on. And then I take my 14 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. Today, we're going to let the woman in the tube pick one for us. So if you have one of those hockey pucks from Amazon, you might want to mute it right now. Alexa, pick a country.
I am going to go with Liberia.
I was hoping she was going to say that. Alexa, pick a category.
The category for this episode is technology.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 200.
Your random number between 1 and 200 is 62.
And while I go dig out a podcast, why don't you take a second to listen to this?
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, number 62 in the technology category from Liberia is the Eric Ange Show. I guess I'm pronouncing that right. Here's the description in Apple Podcast. Yep, not a single thing. Apparently, Eric is on the radio because some of his awesome descriptions for his titles are things like the EA Show Hour 3, the EA Show Hour 2, and the EA Show Hour 1. Now, here's the one thing to keep in mind. When you turn on a television or a radio, something happens. It just starts playing. That is not the case with a podcast app. And the one way you're going to get people to click is with a good headline. And Eric has done very poorly because, well, he's a radio guy who's on from 9 to noon. His website is sportsradiowmml.com. And we're going to listen to an episode where apparently he does an interview with Ralph Weekly, or it's just a wrap-up of Ralph, and they do it weekly. We shall see. Here we go.
Our five value propositions at Crane Worldwide Logistics are people, service, execution, technology, compliance and quality programs, and account management. By all air, right, land, and sea, CraneWW.com.
Ball and quarterbacks, and because you have some football experience as well. And I said, all right, what is the position on the field that is closest in softball to the quarterback?
Well, without a doubt, it's the catcher.
Oh, are you kidding me?
We'll get you on here.
Yeah.
Yep, hold on one second.
Right. This is what we edited.
Okay.
This is,
I think we're good now.
Without a doubt, yeah, it's the catcher. You know, the catcher handles the ball every play. She's the field general, no question. She's required to tell everybody where to go and what to do.
I can't
and
believe
when to
that.
Cut the ball, and she just figures huge in everything. So very close to a quarterback, I think.
My question would be, since we're having a quarterback comparison to a softball position now, because that's, you got my interest.
Are you kidding me? First of all, you drop me into the middle of a conversation with no setup. Zero. I don't know who Ralph is or Ralph Weekly, but hey, we were talking about softball and football and what's the equivalent of a quarterback in softball. And here's the conversation. Nope, just, and it's like we joined mid-word. Then your guest isn't even on the microphone. Come on, who's, so here's the thing that blows my mind about this. Somebody actually picked this particular clip, but didn't take the, I don't know, 2.5 seconds to edit out the part where the guy's not on his microphone. That's ridiculous. This is like one of the top 10 podcast rodeo shows. Just like, I can't believe they just did that. It's ridiculous. Anyway, so because of that, Eric, yeah, forget it. I'm sorry. Not much else I can say. Just ridiculous. If you would like, I know it's hard. How do I fix ridiculous? Fire your editor and get a new one. If you would like a review of your entire show, simply go to podcastrodeoshow.com. It's a little more constructive over there, but I'm just blown away by what I just heard. I'm literally like, I can't believe I just heard that. Oh, and Pete, yeah, you got to be kidding me. Go over to Podcast Rodeo Show. Not only is it myself with my 14 years of podcasting experience, but it's Eric K. Johnson, better known as the Podcast Talent Coach. He's got 30 years of radio experience. We go over your website. We go over your audio quality. We go over your flow. We go over the goal of your show. It's really, really thorough. It's two podcast consultants for the price of one. Check it out. podcastreviewshow.com. This is Dave Jackson, still blown away, by the way. If you want to leave a comment on this, go out to podcastrodeoshow.com/267. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you that you can't read the label from the inside of the bottle. Take care. We'll see y'all real soon.